How about some tunes?
We've got some great tunes for you this morning.
Hang out a few
tunes.
Yeah, his movies just like his tunes.
Good tunes, good brew, good buddy.
I said I dig your groovy tunes, man.
I mean, Led Zeppelin didn't write tunes that everyone liked.
Hey, what happened to the tunes, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Good Tunes. I'm Timmy Good Tunes.
I'm Roger Y. Hello.
And thank you for coming our way again and finding yourself here, whether you're pooping or on your morning or evening commute to or fro.
I like to think that people watch us on their bathroom breaks at work, and they're just like, when they hate their fucking lives and they hate their jobs, it's like, yo, let me watch these two guys. And it's like, could always be worse, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they just finish that monster shit and just get back out there and just fucking take the bull by their horns and have their way.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, because to have a dream, like musicians have this dream, and then to fail is much
over
of a far and over and over again. As much as is a lot worse off than never having a dream at all.
Right.
And just, you know, is it better to not love at all or to love and lose, you know what they say? In a better way than I just said.
I think it's better to not be us, and that's what makes everyone feel better.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
So we're here to be your life coaches in the sense of what not to do.
But you're doing something right by watching and listening.
But yeah, watching us is okay.
And make sure you do more right things by subscribing and liking and commenting and sharing and telling all your friends. And
yeah, you guys.
I don't know why you would do it, but it would help us out. I'll tell you that much.
Would it? Do we make anything off of this?
Not yet.
I feel like we're still in debt by like a large margin.
You're not in debt.
I mean,
I am.
I bought this microphone. It hasn't paid for itself yet.
That's true.
Pay the electric in this garage, motherfucker.
That's true.
Is that a write-off?
Maybe.
If you guys do taxes and you know about that, hit us up. Did you finish? Watch, that'll be like the only viewers are all like fucking like H&R Block and shit.
Did you finish your taxes? You're all ready to go?
Yes, they're all done. And
did you get everything back yet or to that point yet?
I paid everything. I wound up owing. Yeah, I wound up owing what I thought I was getting back because there was confusion at work where I thought I was in as single zero the whole time.
Right.
But I was in as married zero, so I was getting a little bit more of my check.
Yeah.
Which was nice until I realized, oh, shit. And then I
tried to scam the United States government.
I didn't try to scam them.
They got you, man.
But
got them.
But wait.
Lock them up.
For argument's sake, like, I claimed zero and I am married. So you're telling me, like, if I just, like, report what I actually am, I just owe more every year? Isn't that crazy to, like, think about it that way?
I mean, it's all crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just think about that. Like, why'd you owe, man? Like, would you claim a lot extra? Like, nah, I just told him I was married and I claimed zero. You know what I mean? Like, you still owe, like, a large amount. I was like, what the fuck? Well,
our allegiance to the state knows no bounds. thank you for today. We're talking about more Wake Up Paradise stuff. We're talking about take it hard, take it easy.
It's mostly about how you get fucked with taxes.
Yeah.
Take it hard and then might as well take it easy. And then shit you're going to do about it.
Yep.
That's it.
Roger.
Yeah.
It started off as a sweet bass riff, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I fucking hate this song, dude.
What a downer.
I just fucking hate, like, I tried so hard to, like, find the groove. I was like, maybe it's me, man. Yeah, like, it just has that, like, classic rock and, like, I don't know. It, like, I should like it, and I just don't. It just doesn't, like, it sounds like it should be something cool, but it's, like, the corny-ass version of something that would be cool.
Hmm.
Is, like, what I hear.
Interesting.
I don't know. It doesn't slap, as the kids say.
Oh, now I understand. It don't slap. That shit don't slap, dude.
I don't know. There's parts at times where I'm like, it's cool. And then, like, I'm right back to like, That's just me, though.
All right. So let's get into it. Let's see what's terrible.
I hate everything I do, too, so.
Yeah. Oh, the harmonies.
Yeah. Like, it should be cool, but, like, it's just not. Like, I like the vibe. I like that it's, like, that old, like, kind of 70s stylish, like, swag.
Yeah.
The idea is cool, but that doesn't hit. It's not.
Right.
But that shit should be fucking. You should have went way huger tone. Way more aggressive playing.
Good solo, man.
Yeah, it's cool. You know what it is, man? It's cool, but I feel like every cover band I've ever seen in the Jersey Shore has some spin that they put at the end of a cover that sounds exactly like this, and there's some dude in, like, fucking the white New Balance with the blue ends just like, who's an issue? Like, yup, that's the one! You know, like, just like going in, like, I don't know, man. I just picture like Seaside, Asbury, fucking Wildwood, like just all those bands. Like, a lot of them are great musicians and they're good bands, but I just feel like every one of those classic rock cover bands has like some kind of like jam that they do, like in between songs or like end of song, that sounds exactly like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Actually, like, it works, it's cool, but it's just like, all right, you did that.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah. It's like, yeah, I know what you mean.
I mean, I just feel like the whole song's trying too hard. Like, I feel like we're all influenced by shit like that, but I don't feel like any other song that we've ever put out really has that much of, like, an old school feel. Because I remember, like, even picking the drum tones, I wanted it to sound, like, way more raw and, like, less modern. And, like, listening back, I'm like, it does sound like it's old, but, like, not as good and as warm as, like, that shit was. Like, it's just, it's odd.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like there's, like, parts in it, like, even like, I really like your vocal melodies, but I also feel like that song's written for like a much deeper voice. Like, I feel like as we grew, we started writing songs more to suit your voice, which is what a mature band does.
Right.
But on this, I feel like we were still finding our sound.
Yeah.
And we were just pumping everything out. 'Cause remember, even like we started trying to cover like Simple Man. It's like, yeah, the song's going to go over well, but like you're pretty up there in your vocal range. Right. And Simple Mander, like, you know what I mean? Like, you need somebody with like a voice like me that could sing to do a song like that. And
let me,
like,
let me
really
tell you something.
It.
We were never going to cover Simple Man. I'll tell you that much.
But we did.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
How did I do it?
You sang it with my dad at Fridays.
No, he sang it and I just kind of just sang along.
Did you have a microphone?
Yeah.
Did you sing parts of the song?
I couldn't even tell you what the words are right now. What the heck is
That's all you gotta do is show like that.
Then that's probably what I did. I don't count that as singing the song.
Yeah, you just gotta hit that note and make it soulful and raspy and you're fine, man. You're good. But either way, what I was getting at is, like, I think it's very easy, or much easier, I should say, for like an instrumentalist to adapt different styles, right? Like,
right.
If I'm a decent drummer, I should be able to, like, give me like a basic punk beat, basic metal beat, basic hip hop beat,
right,
whatever. You should be able to do it. Mm-hmm. If you're a singer, you can't be like, all right, just give me like a basic girl singer, a basic tenor, a basic alto. You know what I mean? A basic, mm-hmm, like 400-pound black dude, a basic like skinny white girl. Like,
yeah,
it's like, you, it's too broad. Like, your voice is your voice at some point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can mimic to a degree,
yeah,
but it's hard to get that like authenticity behind it.
Right.
So I think because of that, you have to write to your singer. And I don't feel like we were good at that. Mm-hmm. I just don't think we were. I think we were just like, well, this is cool. Make something happen.
Yeah, yeah, for and sure.
Like, you could tell like we were very much like finding ourselves in, yeah, in this song.
True that, homie.
That's just some truth bomb shit, bro.
That's it. That's it, man.
That's all we're about here, ladies and gentlemen.
The truth. The whole truth.
As far as lyrics goes, it's your it's your typical breakup song.
Pussy.
Pussy. So I say,
yeah, if you
I
guys
say
couldn't
we,
sift through those lyrics, no, and figure that one out, like, yeah, maybe don't listen to music for a while. Read a book.
Yeah, where they have like metaphors and shit
it's
like
more
that.
A song. It was a science experiment.
Then an English class. Not it doesn't always go back to science.
I fucking hate other you subjects. So much. Just fucking hate you.
So I figure with these two, let's bunch up the last two songs. This
bunch
and Stand Tall, because that, otherwise that's pretty much the episode.
I mean,
so
yeah.
let's do Stand Tall as well. Stand Tall is another. It's basically like the Redheaded Stepchild of Hits the Ground. It's kind of like the same kind of thing. It's like kind of hip hoppy.
I would
verses
say
with
it's like, you know, like the Bon Jovi album Slippery When Wet.
Yeah.
How like there's You Give Love a Bad Name, uh-huh, and fucking Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
And it's like they're different, but they're the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're.
And Have a Nice Day.
They're all
nice days. It's the same. Turn.
It works. They sold a lot of fucking albums, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But either way, I would say these songs are as closely related and oppositely very poorly written. So, now there's some cool parts.
It's another campfire. It's another campfire song.
That's what it sounds like. Sounds like a bunch
someone
of
freestyling
guys.
until he runs out, and then someone just spits a hook.
Yeah. I'll give my full critique on your desk on Monday.
Yeah.
I'll give the short version after we listen. Start that shit up. Get ready, guys. Building up. Still building, bro. Keep it going. Oh, you keep it going, man. I actually think these verses are dope, if I'm being honest. I think they could be recorded better and played tighter on, like, all of our ends. But I think, like, better tones, played tighter. Sick verse.
Yeah.
I like that reggae rock feel when we bring that in. I'm gonna do more of that. We fucked up by going into a chorus like this because it just kills the whole vibe. Just like this would be something that should be like epic at the end of a song, like the last chorus. We're like, hey guys, we're a minute in. See you later. You just lose it.
But then it does kick up with the second.
The second verse is cool. Yeah, yeah. The choruses suck, but the hook is catchy. See, like, I would fuck around with this. Like that's cool too, like crowd interaction stuff, like singing with me, and just like a la la. I like that. That's the kind of classic rock shit I like, the crowd interaction and stuff. I just think the chorus, like, it's just very hard to do anything with, you know. The whole reason we named the song that, we just have to change. This is a weak ass bridge. It's just chords that work with a beat that works. It's just elongating shit for no reason. Lift.
I like your solo in this too.
Nah. It reminds me too much of In a world of human records.
Human records. It does remind me of that. But I like when it reminds me of stuff.
I mean,
that
song's cool, but not here. I think that was actually my idea to put that there too. And I hate it. I'm serious.
Hey, we all make mistakes, man.
Apparently we've made a bunch. I think this part's okay. I like that little yell, scream thing.
Yeah.
It's cool. More rigid. Your little poppy version of oh
yeah
exactly oh what it is. Oh you fucking Powerpuff Girl oh that is a fucking sick solo. The ideas were there. We just didn't like fully execute.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That, everyone, is a reference back to an episode from As Luck Would Have It. If you've been along for this journey, we're getting close to the end of all the terrible, shitty music we've made over the years.
It'll never end. We'll always be making terrible, shitty music.
That's correct. We will.
God damn it.
The whole purpose of this is to bring all those people back. We're just going to keep recycling it forever so we have more content. We're just going to create a world and then destroy it like some dark side shit or something.
There's nothing you can do about it. So,
just look at it.
That was Stand Tall, another campfire song.
Campfire jams for the win,
campfire
dude.
Campfire jams for the win or the loss now.
Yeah.
Back at it. But,
well, it's a win because it gave us content.
Can't forget your roots, though, bro. Those are your roots.
Listen, man, without them, what would we be shooting tonight?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Each other in the face.
The album is called Love, Faith, Wealth, War. You can get the song from the Dropbox link in the description box of the YouTube channel and all the description boxes and all the apps. Next time you see us, we'll be talking about the next album, the Touch the Sky album, where that's
which guy
font and art will come into play.
Which guy?
What do you mean guy?
Touch this guy album.
Touch this guy album. Touch this guy. Touch that guy.
Burp. I'm a dude. He's a dude. She's a dude. We're all dudes. Yeah. Touch this dude.
Touch this dude. Yeah.
Touch this dude album, bro. Yeah. Oh. Sometimes you gotta hang 10 and shut the door.
Oh my god, remember that? That was so funny. Six Flags. Oh my god, yeah, that was so funny.
I forgot until that happened. Were you there for that?
You forgot until that happened? What?
I don't know what I'm saying, man. It fucked me all up. I flashed back because I remember it was me, you, and Sal went on it, and Lou stayed down.
Yeah.
And fucking, do you remember when we went up there and like we're like standing in a row, and I feel like I was in the middle for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And then like fucking the guy goes to me and Sal, like we were like putting the harness on and shit. He's like, yo, you guys don't need to hold hands, man.
Yeah, you guys don't need
we
to
hold hands. We didn't even know. It's just like, oh, fuck, dude.
That was so funny.
And then Lou's down there with that little kid. Shred the door,
muscle, man.
I kept screaming it the whole time. That little kid kept doing it. His dad probably hated me. I hope his dad had like a two-hour ride home after taking him there. No. His dad listened to that kid like, shred the door, the whole ride.
Yeah.
He fucking awesome.
Like, now, son, you don't want to look up to a person like that.
But I have to look up to him. He's in the air. He's fucking swinging.
Right.
Terrible dad joke for dad.
Yeah, exactly.
It was appropriate.
It made sense.
All right, what are we talking about? Are we still on the same episode, or we start talking about Touch This Guy or This Dude, whatever this is?
No, let's. That'll be.
Oh, we're wrapping this one up.
That's just one episode, yeah. That's at the 20-minute mark, so I think that's a good spot. That wraps it up for the first EP of Wake Up Paradise. The next EP, Touch the. I almost said it. Touch This Guy. Touch the Sky.
Fuck. Almost got it.
The first song off of that will probably. I don't know what it'll be. I'll figure it out later.
I know what it'll be. Dance Till You Drop. I
want to thank our sponsor, Solimar.
Was I not supposed to say it?
Facebook.com/Solimar.
Solimar!
What's up?
Was that not supposed to be the first song? Was it supposed to be like a surprise? Or were you
no, really I just wasn't sure which one it was going to be.
We're not going to go in order?
I don't think we went in order this time. I just picked the
Yeah, we did, dude.
Yeah. All right.
Fuck, man.
God.
I know we did.
All right, we'll go in order. So which one is it?
Dance Till You Drop.
Dance Till You Drop. Dance Till You Drop will be our next episode. It starts
with the sound of a basketball. That's what my fucking kick drum sounds like. Doink, 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 doink. The clown. Good night. The fuck out of here. Wrap it up.
Make sure you like and subscribe. Bye.
Bye.